Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Andy, so the Patriots are now, or at least the Pats coaches are in Vegas. I've been following the updates from the likes of Alex Barth and Evan Lazar. Oh, it must be nice to send one of your beat guys out there to in Vegas. I know, like you and I wouldn't love to be doing six rings from Vegas right now. Must be nice. They've been doing a great job of updating us on every player that Troy Brown and Ross Douglas and Bill O'Brien and Bill Belichick have been working out, coaching up, talking to, etc. And there's buzz on a bunch of different players, but I just want to present this one thing because I read it the other day and immediately was like, all right, do everything you can, Pats fan inside of me, to like drain your brain of everything that happened last season. I forget who exactly it was who gave the quote, but there was a line. I think I read it at WEI.com in a piece from Kyrie Thompson about somebody who was in Vegas said, in 15 minutes of listening to Bill O'Brien coach up the offense for the West team at the Shrine Bowl, they heard more positive reinforcement and practical coaching and instruction than said source heard in 2 days at Patriots training camp from Patricia and Judge. We're done lobbing bombs, grenades, and hurling insults the way of Judge and Patricia. But that, if anything, should just point out that the wrong decision was made. We need to forget what happened and just move on to the now where the good coaching and proper instruction is happening. I even felt a shade of optimism after I heard that.
Oh, I don't know how you couldn't. And I can. So the Bill O'Brien thing is great. We all knew he was qualified. You know, we get these now rekindled reports. Oh, they didn't hire him a year ago because they were worried he would leave and they'd have to hire a third coordinator in 3 years. Well, here we are. That's water under the bridge, third coordinator, 3 years, but it's the right guy. We've used the words stabilize, legitimize, competent, whatever you want to use. He brings that. But I continue to say, and we've seen this there in like a mock view or a preview view of Bill Belichick, what he's doing. This is going to allow Bill on the Patriots practice field, in my opinion, to do exactly what he's doing in Vegas. Supervise, pick his spots. If he wants to talk to, you know, the gunner on punt team while the offense is on a different field working on something, he can talk to the gunner on the punt team and know that Billy O'Brien has the quarterbacks, has the receivers, has the offense over there. I think the sort of, this may be a column I should probably write,
go for biggest, it. We'll workshop.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The biggest positive isn't necessarily what Bill O'Brien brings to the coaching staff. It's what it's going to allow Bill Belichick to do.
Less is more. The Bill O'Brien effect. There we go.
Pick his spot.
There's your head. Yeah. You're welcome. I can already see it. The clicks are pouring through.
Pick his spot. And like I said it the other night on TV, and they kind of like when you're forced to do something, forced equals failure. Generally, when you were forced to do it at the time, you're not prepared. You know, you didn't get the right amount of sleep and you didn't know you had to do that thing at 6 a.m. Or the example I use, buying an automobile. They always tell you if you have to buy a car like today, tomorrow,
you're not going to be happy with the purchase.
You're not going to be happy with the purchase. You're going to get absolutely porked in the price because you have no negotiating time. You don't have the ability to walk out and then come back a week later and make
you didn't get a chance to check the Carfax.
Right. You can't do any of that. If you're going to buy a car, you do it over the course of weeks, months, and get the right deal from the right dealer, the right inventory, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick will be shopping for a car this summer and fall with plenty of preparation, plenty of time. And I think that's going to be huge when he says, Steve and Gerard, you got the defense. Billy O, you got the offense. I'm presuming here, Joe and Cam, you have the special teams. And I'll be wherever the hell I want to be during practice and games and focusing on what needs to be focused on.
And I won't be so invested in trying to pull up out of the terminal nosedive that the team went into offensively last season that I have to moonlight as play caller in the middle of the season. If Patriots fans are listening to this podcast and haven't caught up on that report, there was a couple days ago, word got out that Belichick actually had to, quote, moonlight as play caller at a certain point, that he was listening in on the headset to the offensive play calls, taking over at times, weighing in with influence, advice, and direction as to how to try to score the ball or at least advance it down the football field, which is the last thing that you need somebody who is also in charge of every other aspect of the team as well. No wonder why people were so stressed out. No wonder why nobody got any sleep. No wonder why, as Tommy Curran told us, Matt Patricia is home in his feelings with the phone off the hook, you know, proverbially speaking right now. Like, it just, that season had to have drained everyone. And I actually find it, I think it's a testament to Belichick's programming, his DNA, that he's such a football guy and football guy only, that he's out there with that renewed sense of urgency, with the piss and vinegar that he's been showing in the highlights and the camp updates from getting ready at the East-West Shrine Bowl in Vegas. Like, he looks as fresh as lettuce and ready as ever to go, Andy. Maybe even he secretly right now is thinking, oh man, this is so great. What was I thinking last year?
Oh, I think there's no doubt about that. And I do think this is who he is still as a coach. He prefers, in my opinion, the minutia, the detail, the wing or the up back, where his hands and his feet are, like that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. while he can let the others do the big picture stuff. I firmly believe he still loves that aspect of coaching and the underdog and like getting that guy who's not a star, but to do it in a way that when he does that, the team benefits, you know, like that sort of domino effect. I think he loves that ability. Now, this is just another example, because the report you're speaking of about Belichick moonlighting also kind of tied it together with the slow play calls, the delay of games, the timeouts. Like, maybe there was a,
why was Mac doing this all the time? It wasn't because his helmet was too tight.
And I want to say it again. Anybody that still blames Mac Jones is a boob. And the latest boob is Julian Edelman, who's ripping him again for like his on-field histrionics.
Oh,
and emotion.
Come on. Is he really?
Hey, Bill. Hey, Julian, correct me if I'm wrong. You're the one who got into a fight with Joe Judge because he sucked as your position coach. And it was behind the scenes, but he wasn't costing you your season and your career the way this ineptitude was costing Mac Jones a year of his life. And I would also say the camera's on Mac Jones at all times. He's the quarterback. He's the focal point, legitimately, of the offense, but also just the star and the center. Like, yeah, you're going to catch him a few times losing his mind when he has this. Like, we now, you know how like really good music and headphones, you have the stereo where like they'll put a certain thing in your right ear and then a certain in your left, and it all,
you can hear the way it was aurally designed so as to like completely wrap your mind in sound. Yes.
And that's cool. That's great.
Yeah, that's badass.
When it's a one guy calling a play in this year and another guy chiming in saying, no, that play is stupid, and calling a different play in this year, I believe that's borderline torture. That is borderline like,
yeah, you've got mono channels that are working not in sync or not harmoniously together. So you don't know which way to go or what to do.
I'd rather lay in a freaking MRI machine and without the headphones on than listen to Matt Patricia and Bill Belichick when I know I only have 20 seconds here to get a play. And you idiots are fighting about what the play is going to be. So,
oh, I'd rather watch a football game in a luxury box with Brittany and Jackson Mahomes.
Me too. I'd rather do almost anything than be what Mac Jones had to go through this year. Oh. And I'm going to say it for the 10 millionth time. I don't really like Mac Jones, but he was put in hell. Football.
Look at
hell.
You. Listen to where we are just right now in about to be February 2023, 3 years post Brady. Here we are now. Guys that like, you don't like Nick Sirianni, that's fine. But like, you're not a Mac Jones fan, you're defending Mac Jones. We're not supposed to be Patrick Mahomes fans. Here we are almost cheerleading for Patrick Mahomes. He's getting too much brushback. People aren't appreciating his greatness. Andy Reid now. we're giving him favorable comparison to the greatest coach of all time because Andy Reid is now triumphing with a great quarterback by his side. And Bill Belichick said, that's okay. I think I can do this myself, and let his greatest quarterback and football companion go 3 years ago. What a strange time to be alive, talking football and living the Six Rings life.
Plus, objectivity's a bitch.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm not a huge fan. I've never succeeded in that open water, to be quite honest. Sink or swim, I'll choose the former. I got to say, it's been nice also to see some of these players that could potentially become Patriots targets, because it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing that Patriots coaches are getting a first. I mean, you see Matt Groh over there leaning against a fence with like his little reporter's pad, making notes. He's typing in his phone. You know, he is scouting every single possible defensive end nugget, possible late round, third down back, quarterback prospect, receiver, et cetera. This is great. This is nothing but a positive for the Patriots, who you may say, after this past season, don't these guys need a break so they can deprogram, reset, and refresh and come back thirstier and hungrier than ever? No. The New England Patriot way is to get out there, work your way through the garbage of last season, and get to a more successful tomorrow by grinding. That's how Bill Belichick works. That's how this organization runs. And I'm sure Andy can attest to that as well. Now, Andy, you're going to have to do me a huge favor and tell me to stop falling in love with Zay Flowers. Because if I read one more tweet, one more story, Zay Flowers looks like the perfect Patriot. Could New England take him in the first round? This guy's going to run a 4-3. He's shaking and baking everyone at the Shrine Bowl. Are we crushing that hard this soon?
Okay, so we all know things change dramatically over the course of this process. Like, yeah, where guys are, oh, this guy, you know, Mac Jones rises up, he's going to be 3, then he's going to drop to 15, whatever. The whole process pre-draft.
The draft is in 3 months, people. 3.
Oh, yeah. And Zay Jones ways off. Was considered a second-round pick Zay not Flowers. Too long ago. I mean, Zay Flowers was considered a second-round pick not too long ago. Then it was like, oh, you know, this guy's probably a late first-round pick. I find it hard to believe we're going to talk ourselves into the 14th pick in the draft for Zay Flowers. So that doesn't mean you can't draft him. We know Bill Belichick is not opposed to trading down if he needs to get the right guy. I am very much open to the idea of drafting a receiver if you feel like the receiver is a game changer, is an offense changer, is a trajectory changer for your quarterback. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Flowers is that. He's a good player, really good player, kind of got lost in this dismal season for Boston College football. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting that they're getting the first look at these guys and the up close look. I love that. They'll get a great look at the Senior Bowl. They have DeMarcus Covington as their defensive coordinator down there, their defensive line coach. So he's going to get some hands on opportunities with his D lineman, the opposing offensive lineman. There'll be a lot of up close scouting there. This pick at 14 is a huge pick. We know that. Patriots have good cap space, good draft pick. They're not the Bears. Because, you know, the Bears have the number one overall pick in the draft and the most salary cap space. Kyrie Thompson, you can go listen to that on First and Foxborough. Mm-hmm. A lifelong Bears fan, I'm sure, is very excited about this offseason. But the Patriots have a good opportunity here. And I know one of the early projections in mocks is the Notre Dame tight end, Michael Mayer, which he is kind of, I thought he might go higher than that, and he still might. We're still very early in the mock process. I don't love that idea. I don't really understand the. I think he's a good, not great tight end. I think people will immediately be like, oh, they got Gronk. He's going to change the offense. No, he's not. For example, TJ Hawkinson, I think is a really good tight end. I actually think he was the best tight end to come in the NFL since Gronk. I think he was the most Gronk-like. He's had a nice career for himself. He's already
first. When was he taken by the 2019? Maybe pick six, pick five, like early
seven, somewhere in there.
Top ten pick, yes,
absolutely. And he's a good tight end, but he already got traded from the Lions to the Vikings. He is not.
They can't pay him. Yeah, they weren't going to pay him. Yep.
He's not going to have 1,500 yards or any ridiculous, even with great weapons around him and Jefferson and Cook and everything they have. And I think Mayer, at his best, will probably take 2 to 3 years to hit his stride, so to speak. I don't like that pick. And then it's another investment in the tight end position, which you've already kind of screwed that pooch pretty hard with the signings of Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry and the lack of return on investment. So I know it's boring, but I feel like tackle is the way to go. You talk about receiver, tight end is a slot.
It's part of both of our offseason plans, guy. 100%. You want your Bill O'Brien. Ding. He's already here. Get a franchise left tackle. Ding. That would be awesome. Need to get a true number one outside vertical threat receiver. Ding. Andy Hart's three-part plan. I don't see how anyone couldn't subscribe to it. My offseason plan, super duper duper boring. Give me somebody who's a successful offensive line coach to stabilize the most important part of the offense that was overlooked and mishandled last season, not named Mac Jones. Give me a tried, true, professional, experienced offensive coordinator. We already have that. And then get me a solid outside receiver as well, and maybe a tackle. I want the same thing that you do, Andy. I want tried, true. I don't want it. You know what? I don't want fusion cooking. I don't want, this is our special of the day. This is a new recipe. No, I want pot roast. I want chicken parm. I want the house favorites, the things that you do really well. Go back to the basics. And I think that's kind of what we're seeing the Patriots do this offseason. And it's going to be a huge formula for success. And a huge formula for success for you, Pats fans, is continuing to listen to the Six Rings and Football Things podcast. Tell your friends, rate, review, subscribe. We appreciate every listen, every comment, every click, and so much more.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.